Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's good? It's Trapped Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. Welcome back. Welcome back. Man, thank you to everybody that has been supporting our movement and keeping this culture moving forward. If you want that Trapped Anonymous merch, I got some new clothes. Please hit me up. Support the channel any way that you can. Big shout out to Breakbeat Media. Follow me on that Instagram at Chris Styles, at Trapped Anonymous. We're on that TikTok. So, you know, I've been getting the DMs and all the support that's been pushing us, and, you know, I can't quantify it enough. Thank you. And I'm going to just continue to just keep giving you that content that is thought-provoking, making you ask questions and, you know, get into it. Do remember that the stories that you hear do not necessarily reflect real life. They're here to entertain, educate, or keep your little homie off the streets. Go download Trapped Anonymous on that Apple Podcast. Give us 5 stars. Give us a good rating. Download it. This is only entertainment. Please don't get me indicted. My name is Chris Styles. Let's get it. What's up, bro?
Hi.
Oh, man. Number one, thank you for being here. I'm super excited to get this episode off the ground and to be so punctual, and just the turnover time was great. But I'd like to jump right into our interviews. Speak to me about who you represent.
I represent the community that I don't see nobody else representing, which is the Arab LGBTQ community. That's my main thing.
The Arab LGBTQ community. I don't even think I've heard of an Arab LGBTQ community. Why do you think that is?
Joke that aside, maybe because they all get killed. You know, there's a truth that we live in the Middle East. I lost one of my close best friends. Same situation. His dad killed him, buried him. But it's a lot of LGBT community.
Who buried him?
His own dad.
What?
Yep. And that's why I choose to be here and not to go back for my dad. Because I'm not getting killed that way.
Okay. How did your dad even feel about, is there a relationship there?
We don't have no relationship.
I text him maybe in a month. After 2 months, you might find a reply that says, I'm good.
And who said I'm good?
Him. Wow. After I send like a whole kind of paragraphs and I don't see no response.
What does that do to you?
That kills me every day. Looking at people that they have dads and they still gay and they still Arab. And they still live in my country, but they just on the, like they people say, on a DL. So if I was good of doing that, I would still have a dad. But do I miss him? Yeah. But do I want him back in my life? Too late.
Too late. How did he find out that you were gay?
So the truth was, you know, I was in the house, you know, I had my own room. Sometimes I used to wear the cover of the bed to make it like a dress and dance and stuff like that. You know, a gay boy, you know, save up my money and buy some heels and stuff like that. So my stepmom caught to it. She used to like to love the time that I was like upstairs, not bothering nobody. She used to not even knock, boom, open. So multiple times she saw. The first multiple times she didn't say nothing. But after that, I start, you know, do my Instagram, started feeling cute. I was like, you know, come from high school. So I'm like, well, the page was public, you know. And when I was young age, yeah, I was doing like reckless things. Like I used to do makeup and stuff like that, but now, no. So she is, as I believe, she sent the screenshots to my dad. And I was going to the store because I used to work 7 days a week after school with my dad. And I used to only get paid $100 or $150 because he said he feeding me. And he can make sure that I have roof on top of my head and I have a bottle of water when I get thirsty.
Yeah, I was telling you, black families the same way. You gonna work for the house, the household.
Okay, you so you was going to school, doing your homework in the bus. Mind you, your dad is a millionaire.
Yeah.
Two cars and a house.
Wow.
You still catch the bus.
Wow.
To go to work.
Wow.
To work in his store. He get to go home early. I have to stay until 11, 12. And one of the drivers has to drop me off.
Wow. The driver probably makes
sleeping,
more.
And I have to leave the money just in the bay, like, out front of his door or something like that, in the house.
Wow. Wow. And how does that add to your resentment towards him?
I'm not going to lie. The way that he treated me, how you should get your money, I respect him for that.
Mm.
But the way that he did not show me how a dad to me at the age that I wanted a dad, that's what it fucks with me.
So what does he say to you? He gets these pictures. He gets these screenshots. What does he say to you?
He was like, what I know that nobody else know. And at that time, I'm not going to lie, I was talking with somebody in Egypt. So he started, you know, hearing the pictures. And when I came out to him, yeah. I was 17 because 17. By 18, I was... Bow! Oh, not okay. Even.
So 17, you're talking to somebody in Egypt. He comes to you, and he's like,
what everybody knows, and everybody looking at me like I'm a clown, not knowing nothing with my son.
Wow.
And I received this. I was like, oh shit. I got a slap.
It was a nude picture. Oh.
I got hit. My dad used to call me in his store like, hey, faggot, come here.
What?
Yeah. The employees that I used to pay every Sunday, I used to get hit and disrespect front off. And he comes back and asks me why they don't respect you. How the fuck they gonna respect me if you're my own father, is humiliating me, call me out of my name every single day, 7 days a week. And he always think that he is doing me a favor. I don't know what the fuck in his mind, that he just think that if I'm working with him, he do me a favor. Literally, I was just like a slave. Because obviously the wife didn't want me to be at home. So you can't have a normal teenager.
Right.
Because either you're at school, you're at work. Because whoever in the house, that's her. He always used to say, that's her kingdom. That's not yours. So why you bring me in here?
So by 18, you're like, I'm out of here.
Oh, no, that was not by choice. That was by kicked out.
And this is the thing. You are still his son, and life is already hard for you. So now life becomes 10 times harder.
And mind you, I will release something that nobody knows about. At that time, I was hooked on dope.
At 17?
Yes. So all the shit that I went through, he knew of. Other than I was just trying to be there for me, I was getting hit. I was getting called out of names. That's why I came out of my life right now. Ain't nobody will put their hands on me.
Mm.
And he made me choose. He was like, I'll bring your mom in here and she's going to take care of you. And we're going to send you to rehab and do a blah, 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 blah. My dad, the person, after I got kicked out, I was still doing the dope situation. I was working at somebody Arabic store, right? They paid for my mom's ticket to come help me, not my dad. So other than that, you're lying.
Hmm.
And that day that he used to wanted me to go to rehab, he dropped me off to a fucking shelter and dipped with his business. Oh, it's almost 11 o'clock. I got to open the business.
Hmm.
And I stayed there until 5 o'clock. Nobody even was talking to me. I did not know what the fuck I was doing here. But do I love him? We can talk about that.
Okay. Let's go back. to when you came to America? What age did you come here?
11.
11 years old. Was there any trauma from your childhood that you would probably attribute to your sexuality?
Of course. Multiple. My own family.
You want to talk about it?
My cousin, from my dad's side, when I used to go to his house, you know, to my aunt's house, spend there the weekends. Because in my culture, some of the days that when your mom and your dad divorced, some of the days you with your mom and some of the days with your dad pair, with your dad family. So I didn't, you know, I like my grandma, but, you know, as a kid, nobody want to stay with a grandma because she's strict. So I used to go to my aunt's house, do whatever you want. Play PlayStation, you know, eat whatever you want from the fridge, blah, 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 blah. At nighttime, that's where it get tricky with my cousin because it was three bedrooms in the house. Mm-hmm. Girl's room, the boy's not allowed, and mommy and daddy room, and a boy's room. Mm-hmm. So there, they believe the boys has to stay with the boys, mm-hmm. and the girls has to stay with the girls. Mm-hmm. And that is the problem. Mm. That is turning out everybody. Most of the people that I know in my family, they became lesbians. Mm. Yes. So back to my story, because I don't want to speak about nobody's business. But when we at this room, that's when it started. Started all from the cartoon that we was play, like the video game. It was a girl was pretty, and I always liked the girl. So he knew. He's not stupid. He was older than me 6 years. Mm. So he's not stupid.
And how old were you at that time?
I was, what, nine?
9 years old.
They called me the whore of the family. Because I was at nine. And nobody believed that he was the one that he did it to me. Mm. Everybody was saying that I'm the problem.
What did he do?
So the first we start sleeping next to each other and sleep close. He started touching private areas. You know, I was that young. I did not even remember that I used to get hard.
Right.
But it was the feelings like it was something happening to you that you not understand it. But at the same time, it's sex. So it's a pleasure to you. It don't matter how old you are.
Of course.
Because by 9, 8 years old, I've been seeing hair. So I know in my mentality that it comes by the time. So, you know, he started do it. That was not just one time. The first time when we wake up, he was like, if you tell somebody, you know, nobody going to believe you. And I will really beat you the fuck up. And you're not going to come here and you're going to go with your grandma. And I used to hate, I love her, rest in peace with my grandma. I used to hate go to my grandma's house. I used to hate to go to my grandma's house because my uncle, we have like a family house in Egypt. My uncle lived cross street. And that uncle and his kids never fucking liked me day in life. Mm. Because I used to like to be around my uncle because I used to remember my dad. So his kids would always feel, oh, you coming to take our dad.
Okay, I understand that.
So I was just, no, I just see my dad in him. So nobody understood that. So when I go to my grandma, I used to, why would I go to my grandma's house?
How often would the cousin do this to you?
Every time I go there.
And it was often?
Yes.
Now, I remember when we spoke before, you told me that you used to be into girls, and you still are.
Yes.
So.
The crazy part.
So what do you think happened to ultimately shift that? Was there an incident before nine?
It was from somebody else from the family.
And what did?
That was just too much.
Okay.
That was the one that I like, why you? I looked at you as a person. I looked up to you at the point.
And this was your first instant?
Yes.
Sexual encounter?
Another one after my cousin from a family member. From my dad's side.
And all of this is happening to a little...
And a brother-in-law. So let's count it for my sister, husband, her brother. His brother, I'm sorry.
Her, yeah. So, okay. All right.
And they all end up with hitting me. Oh. Three of them. My cousin, he used to have that. When we got into more into it, I'm not going to lie, when we got to more into it, he used to have to, like... choke, smack, more like not, we all understand sex sometimes.
Yeah, rough sex. This is not rough sex. Yeah, this is like, you beating my ass.
Yeah, because your mommy, one day she said, oh, all you do is just trying to, he was trying to kiss on you or you trying to kiss on him, but she was making it as a joke.
Mm.
Because the room be, the room be the turned off. Mm. And the rules in the Arabic family house, when you sleep in a family house, the light has to be on. When somebody else was sleeping with you in the room.
Oh, okay.
And our light always off.
And this is in Egypt?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So, that first instance at 8 years old, what did he do to you? Was it a young man or was it an older man?
It was an older man.
A grown man. What did he do to you?
He asked me to suck his dick. That's what he said.
An 8-year-old boy.
Yes.
And was this something that he would have you do often, or was it one time?
I did it one time.
Okay.
Because after that, I don't believe that I ever had respect for that person again.
What did it do to you as a child, to your spirit, to...
It make me lost.
Mm.
It make me didn't know what the fuck I like. Because I believe everybody born normal. That's my belief.
Everybody's born?
Normal. Yeah. Adam and Eve.
Wow. You don't think
you're
going to
get... So what happens
gay?
To you in your life, it does traumatize you.
Absolutely.
Because now, if we're going to look at it now, I'm 28 years old. If you're looking at it now...
You're how old?
I'm 28.
Okay.
If we're going to look at it now, from my point of perspective, I was normal. But what I have missed out of my life, that's what I'm trying to get back, which is the dead love.
Mm.
That's why I prefer to speak with a man, not sleep with a man. Because a man give me the feelings that I did not receive from my father.
Wow.
People just think that being gay is just about sex. No. And being gay is because you dress just how, like, you dress. No. You will never catch me coming out the house looking dusty, musty. Hey, but if you want to put it as me looking like gay, no. If I leave from here and I got a phone call from one bitch I fuck, yeah, I'll fuck out her pussy. If a man wanted to, yeah, but I don't do that. Because what I'm looking for, can't find it these days.
Hmm.
Where do you find a normal relationship without having sex? Point me one. I wish I had one in my life. I just need a best friend, a guy best friend.
Wow. Could he be gay or he has to be straight?
Don't be feminine so we don't fight.
Okay. Okay. I want to go back to a point you made. You said nobody is born gay.
Yeah. I don't believe that. And I'm a gay person and I... don't believe that.
Where do you think that comes from? That people think that they are born gay and, you know.
You never sat down with a gay guy except he has to go through traumatized when he was young. As people, let's do the math, let's do the percentage. It's going to come that they went through something in their life that has to do with them. That, and it's not bad. A lot of people these days, they like both. I like both. Nobody believe it, but it's none of my business. I'm not here to make you believe what I believe. I'm just saying my opinion. Do I think my opinion is right? Yes. God only created Adam and Eve. He didn't create Adam and Steve. Adam and Steve, we made Steve up. We created Steve. Steve has been created behind a society, you know, to keep certain level of number of people alive.
Understandable.
Do I love a man? Yes, that is. But do I want to marry a man? You can't marry a man. In real life, like, come on. Like, I know. A lot of people say, oh, pushy, but you gay. Bitch, I'm gay as hell. What's poppin', sis? But when we're talking about the truth, yeah.
This is the truth.
That's the truth.
What about the trans community? Do you believe that a man could be a woman and a woman could be a man?
I respect everybody. God born a man with a dick and a woman with a pussy. You want to change it, just deal that with God. Who am I to judge you? I'm nobody.
What do you have to say about the young children that are transitioning at such a young age?
A problem. A big problem.
You were young when, you know,
it happened to me. I didn't get the choice. I only loved one girl out of my whole entire life. And I loved this girl with a passion. But you couldn't get married. Because when I asked my dad I want to get married, oh, you a man. Go pay for all of that. Mm-hmm. Wait, I thought you go, is that what you want? Mm-hmm. To like a girl and marry and you're going to help me? Or what are you was doing?
Why is it a problem for these young kids, essentially, to transition? Why is it a problem for these young children to transition when they say, oh, you know, they're 15, 14, 13, and they want to transition into being a woman, or a woman wants to transition to being a man, and people are supporting, you know, sort of. Okay.
I support everybody they want to do themselves.
Right.
Because I do apologize when I die, when I meet God, I meet him by myself. I meet him on the sins that I made. I meet him with the good deeds that I made and the bad deeds that I made. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to meet them with your deeds or whatever you did in your life. It's not going to come with me in the grave. Mm-hmm. My judgment day is different than yours. Mm-hmm. You just be prepared for yours if you want to do that.
I have a question. This might sound silly, but I always like to ask. Sometimes it seems like you could hear someone who's gay and says, I didn't choose this. I don't want to be gay. You know, it's just how I am. You know, I wish that I was straight so that my life would be easier.
I used to say that all the time.
Really?
I used to say that I wish I was straight to get a lot of jobs.
It's a little thing.
You know how many four directors, they looked at my page and it was like, oh my God, like when you look manly, I'm like, I can show up to the set manly. Just give me the opportunity. And they deny it because you being gay. And people just want to run behind it and say, oh, they just, oh my God, they homophobic. No, that's the business. Even the people up there, they have gay intention. They do it behind closed doors.
Wow.
But what is seen to everybody? What is everybody they, oh, they dating women.
Do you wish you were straight?
Now?
Yeah.
No, I'm fabulous like that.
you're more set into who you are right now.
Yes, I'm believing in who I am.
I think
of what they made me to believe.
Right.
Because I can be gay, I can be bi, I can be whatever. And sex is the least thing that I'm interested in my life.
It's crazy. You keep reiterating that point. You know, because a lot of people do believe that. Because in my...
Boy, when you all your life had sex without your own feelings to have sex with a grown person and your own cousin, blood cousins, and you get hit after you had sex. My sister, husband, brother, whatever his name is, brother-in-law, he texted me and said, do you like to jerk off dry or you use soap? So I can do it to him in the room. So when I got in the room, he took his bill off and he starts laughing, hitting right.
Why?
And that time, my step aunt, she was there with her daughters. So they put me to the bathroom. All my body was black. Why from hitting on the belt. Because he wanted to be the man of the house. But how? And your son, the one of the man of the house, he the one that he texted me. Mm. And with the time that I went to the bathroom, I like dummy. I knew that day I forgot my phone in the room. He deleted the text message so I won't prove that he the one that he dragged me into that shit. And my mama that day, she was in her vacation in Dubai. They called my mama, had to fly the second day here to Egypt. Because I was still in Egypt at that time. Mm-hmm. You told me about life. So about all that time, you having sex with people that you did not want to have sex with. You getting hit from people that you did not even was interested into because you was dumb and young. Now, do I want to have sex? Hell no.
It makes sense.
Do I watch porn? Fuck no. Do I get turned on when I look at a man? Sometimes. Mm-hmm. It got to be a man. Not a nigga, not a boy, not a dude, not a nothing. You got to play the dad part.
Wow. That long.
You got to make me feel protected for me to open my leg and sleep with you.
Okay. I think no one can speak to, and this is the thing, people feel like sometimes when you put religion on it, that you could stop people from being gay.
I'm Muslim. Assalamu alaikum.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't, it doesn't matter what you believe in, a person is going to be, you know, what they're going to be. I think no one can speak to the amount of DL or down low men there sort of are in a community, in a society. Can you speak to sort of the down low community? Were you sometimes surprised or shocked by like, whoa, you? What do you like?
I like them, so leave them where they at. They fun though. They fun. Leave them like that. But do I respect them? No. Because they don't live them truth.
Wow. Yeah.
If you want to dress some kind of way, dress. But if you want to dress a hoodie and a pants and a hat all the time and whatever you want to do, go ahead. Right. Keep it going. I'm not nobody to judge.
Right.
Because I always believe when your house built from glass, you can't throw people with rocks.
That's right.
So now my house is glass. I'm trying to build my rocks
yeah.
to cover my house.
I like that. Okay.
So who am I to throw at people jabs?
Right.
And I went through shit and hell and back. But if you went hell, just learn from it. Mm-hmm. Don't just come back stupid from it. Because mm-hmm. that's what people do. A lot of my people that I thought they was close to me, one of my best friends for 11 years, after he had an accident and I was helping him, he looked dead in my eyes and he was like, I know you want to be a star, but you don't have what it takes to be a star.
Mm.
After 3 shows in 1 movie in 1 year, did that relationship was worth it? No. And him, he played the part of me why I hate men, why I hate sex. Because when I had my appendix removed, I used to live with him at that time.
Appendix?
Yeah.
Why?
I used to live with him at that time, and he used to give me a shower. And I used to just hate it when he used to touch my dick. He was like, that's fine, I'm just cleaning you. He's one of the reasons why I hate having sex with men.
And who was this dude?
It was my best friend that I was living in his house, sleeping on his couch, because I was homeless. After I slept in the streets when my dad kicked me out. Because I slept in under Frankfurt. We call it the zombie lane, where the crackheads are.
Philly.
I stayed there for 2 weeks.
How did you do?
How?
Were you still
as
on
God.
Drugs at the time?
As God.
Yeah. Were you still on drugs at the time?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Is that like a sore spot for you? The drugs?
I was escaping from the reality. And I thought that when I do that, it's going to be, life is going to be rainbow. It did, though. At some point, it did. But I always looked at myself, and I was like, that's not who I am. I looked at myself in the mirror multiple times. That's not who I am.
Do you think that society has a vendetta against gays and, like, trans and, like, the LGBTQ community? Even though I think we've made some amazing strides from, you know, even from when I was back in the 90s, to where we are now in 2023, I think we've done extraordinary leaps in ingratiating everybody into, you know, one community. But do you think that there's a vendetta or like some type of hate or malice or, I don't know, what it
you
is?
Get confused now.
Yeah.
Like now you get confused who is supporting it and who is not supporting it. Because the people that they saying they supporting it behind doors, they don't. And the people they have different opinion like I am, they saying it, but they saying it. They say the opinion that the society want to hear. They don't see their own opinion. And that's when you get it fucked up. Because sure. Now if you open on social media without saying no influencer names, they be arguing. Most of transgender women now and gay celebrities, they arguing off who and is what right and what is not right and what we taking and what we not taking and the flag, how many colors and people not respecting the movement and the people changing their IDs to have her. But I do apologize, you still have penis between your leg.
Mm.
Come on. If I was straight man, and I was in the bathroom and I having a transgender woman in the bathroom putting her dick out, I would not be feeling comfortable. That's if I was straight. Because I understand. You gotta, like, we want to get respected in this society that we living in. You have to respect others. If the bathroom says men, don't go. If it says women, go.
As a trans.
You gotta respect, yes. And as a gay guy, I never went to a gay club. I never went to a club in Philadelphia or New York and I go to the woman, to the men bathroom. That's top tier.
You go to the men?
No, I go to women. And bitch, fuck everybody's day. If you in that level with the people and the promoters, yeah, bitch, if you're gonna book me, just know it. I wanna go to the bathroom, every bitch gonna walk the fuck out and I'm going to the woman bathroom. But that other people respect it? No, that's why I don't get respected from straight men when they see me doing that.
And you don't care?
No.
You do it anytime.
No,
anywhere.
So don't argue back. Because you already disrespect that man whole entirety. For a whole man walking a woman bathroom, you already disrespect the fuck out of him. So I know for a fact that he not going to respect me when I'm walking out. So why would I have to ask him to respect me if I don't respect him? That's when people get it confused and they just want to fight on social media and do not want to get to the truth.
Damn.
They calling each other out on Instagram. They mention everybody on Instagram, Twitter. I be laughing. Like, what are y'all doing? Bitch, do you even know who you are at this point? Because.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just so, I guess, it's sort of refreshing to hear the brutal honesty. It's the truth because I don't feel like people are allowed, like you said, to voice their own opinion or how they feel. They have to pander to society. So just hearing that one's refreshing. When did life start turning around for you? You know, you're 18, you're kicked out, you're hooked on drugs. Everyone doesn't give a fuck about you. Your mother's back home. What do you do next?
So when I went back to Egypt for 2 months, I went to a flight attendant school, right? I met the girl that I loved. Me going to a flight attendant school always because it's a fast way that I can die. Right after from drugs, I did not want to be in here. Mom hated me. Dad did not, don't fuck with me. I'm here in the United States by myself. I got saved up some money to go back to Egypt. I want to change my life. Back in my mind, I always wanted to be a pilot or a flight attendant.
You want to do the most dangerous
thing that I can die. I went to the programming school and I met that girl. Mm. Since I met that girl, we start as friends. After that, we besties. After that, I really fall in love with her. But her, with her situation, it could have been matching with me. Because back in my mind, but wait, I like guys.
Right.
So I don't want to make her feel some type of way. And I'm not the kind of person to marry to a woman and get fucked from a man. That's not me. I'm not doing that to her.
You would have went straight for her.
If I had the support from my dad that I needed at that time,
wow.
My life would have been a whole totally different.
Wow.
But what I gain from her is to love myself.
Mm. So no more flight school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I was like, I graduated. You know, I got my degree for flight attendant. I got my car, I got my ID and all of that. After that, when I came here, I was like, do I really want to die? Because I saw life when she gave it to me.
Mm.
She gave me that love that I did not know what the fuck it is.
How? What did she do? What did she?
She was just the angel, just like how she was.
Right.
Like, she really, I used to call her mom sometimes. I used to cry to her. Even when I found out that she got married, I was hurt. She got 3 kids now.
Yeah.
I wish her the best. But she, one of the reasons I switched my life for not to be that desperate.
Right.
Because you already was nobody. So what else you can't give other than to be somebody?
Were you ever suicidal?
I did. Yeah, I popped a Percs before. I bought multiple Molly, Percs, Xanax, dope. All of that. I was, wanted to die. Yes. I went to the hospital. They flushed all of that. I was like, fuck. Why y'all flushed it?
Well, how old were you?
I was 22.
And you were just...
And I did that, yeah.
Who saved you?
Myself.
You brought yourself to the hospital?
Yeah. Because I was scared. Because my mom called me. And she was like, please.
You was trying to give her like the last speech or...
I told her. She was, please, I'll be with you on the phone. And I couldn't. I love my mom to pieces. Like, I love this woman to different man.
A mother's love, man. It'll bring you back.
She fucked it up, too. Yeah. She had, you know, she had her downs with me.
She ain't perfect.
Nobody perfect.
She ain't perfect.
But the way that she turned to be when I came out to her, way different than my dad. That's why I was like, well, mom.
Like, society is just so hell-bent, especially on the masculine man, to not even have this conversation that I'm having with you, you know? Because it's pause and no homo. Or...
I believe every straight man deserves to have a best friend. And people say, oh, because sex and fucking dick D-Lo. No, we both men.
Men, at the end of the day.
We understand each other.
Yeah.
I understand what he like more than a bitch like what know what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah, and that's sort of the thing. So like men have to be this hyper masculine figure. We have to be this hyper macho thing in society to get respect, from women, to get respect from men, to get respect from our children, like, you know what I mean?
So that's the only thing I really don't. No, you create your respect for yourself. Mm-hmm. You create your confidence in yourself. As long as you know who you are, you don't need anybody respect. They're gonna respect you regardless. That's what I believe. Like, I'm not waiting for you to respect my. Oh, I apologize. I'm not waiting for you to respect me. Who the fuck are you? I'm not waiting for your assistants to respect me. I'm not waiting for my old mother to respect me.
Right.
As long as I have this with God and I know who I am and why I'm here, I don't need respect from nobody.
Has society gone too far?
Wait.
In what ways has society gone too far?
A lot. Yeah. People do a lot of mushy shit behind the door.
Especially when it comes to, like, even, for example, like the Black Lives Matter and the connection to the LGBTQ community. What's your take on where that sort of went?
It's not my community to speak on. Because my community has no voice. That's what I'm here trying to do. That's why I'm on all these shows and all these platforms have the same purpose. Like, you want to sit down and speak about your own community, I want to sit down and speak in my own LGBT community.
Well, let's get to it. Let's get to it. What can you provide to the Arab LGBTQ community?
My message and why I want them to be, they can do it for themselves. It's okay to start from zero. Arab guys, I know plenty of gay Arab guys.
Wow.
And they don't want to come out because they just scared to lose the beverage of the mother and the father money and the accessibility to everything that they have. That's number one. Number two, they're scared not to get the respect, like you saying that a man has to be masculine and has to be this to get respect. So they still stuck in that mentality that they're not going to gain the respect that they should gain respect because they look different or they dress different or they walk different. That is the problem in my community. But do you ask a lot of gay guys? Yeah. It's a lot. But I just want them to stop killing us.
Yeah.
Like, when I read in Saudi Arabia and I read in Dubai, the rules. You know, I love Dubai. I'm moving to live in Dubai. Okay? But yeah, rules, you move into a country, you gotta respect. But don't kill me.
Don't kill me.
As long as I respect your rules and I'm following your rules, don't kill me. Why are you killing me for it?
And that's crazy.
Who are you to kill me?
That's
the people that who die in Algeria, Morocco, Afghanistan, Saudi, Bahr Ahmar, Oman, Urdun, all these Arab countries, that they killed them. Why are you killing them? They said, okay, the history says in our religion that God killed, you know, Kaumulut. I see that. I believe everything that God had put down in the Quran. But that's God who killed them, not you. Not a human being killing me because I don't like to eat pussy. Who are you? That's why the voice that I want to go hard for. Why LGBTQ can Arab, they don't have a parade day? Ask me that question. We in a freedom country, right? But I bet you if he said the wrong thing on that, my career might be ending. But wait, again, it's a free country. But what is the freedom?
It ain't here. It ain't here.
You ain't free.
Wow.
Everything is controlled from upper people.
Do you believe the Quran, the Bible?
Yes, I
pray. Do you believe when we read these scriptures that, you know, call homosexuality an abomination and a God?
But who did that?
God.
Exactly, not a human being. So let's just wait for the time.
Yeah.
And what God will punish us by the way that he want to punish us.
Yeah.
Whatever he want to do to us, he will do it. But not you, because you're still a human being. I do apologize for saying that. I might be sucking dick. You go home, suck your pussy. Do you know who is better with God? Do you know how many good deeds I did today?
Mm.
Do you know how many people that I fed today?
Mm.
Do you know how many times I pray today?
Mm.
All right, let's turn to you. As you eat pussy, right? You do everything that God said. You marry a woman, get children, all of that. Did you do good deeds today?
Mm.
Did you feed somebody today? Did you feed your own mother? Did you help a homeless person? All that is good deeds that count for you. Did you do that?
No.
So you never know who is going where and who is how we will when we meet God.
Right.
But never said, kill me.
No.
He said what he gonna do. He said what he did before
right.
the times to teach us. And we have the choice. Either, okay, to go in that lane or to go in my lane, but I'm still doing everything that he asked me else to do. Because I, like, come on. Like, God not gonna leave all this planet and find bougie. Oh my God, you suck dick. And leave everybody else and leave my good indeed that I did and do all of that. Like,
right. You have TV shows coming up.
Yes.
Reality shows coming up. Movies coming up.
Yes.
You want to talk about it a little bit?
Of course. Of course. I have currently filming a reality TV show called G-Status New York. I'm the lead cast of the show.
As you should be.
I'm the reason why they started the show. And everybody going to know in the reunion so they can shut the fuck up.
All right.
It's going to come out in Tubi. It's coming around November, I believe, after, you know, all the editing and stuff like that. Another show I'm working on is, I did already this film. It's called Foster Sin. I love that show because it speaks about a gay boy that came from a homeless house and lived in a shelter and stuff like that. So I had the honor to be in that. Mm-hmm. It was touchy to my personal life. I'm on season 3, episode 2 and 7. I have that movie called The Liquor Run. It's mm-hmm. coming out August 13th. It's the world premiere with Spliff Star, which is the hype man of Busta Rhymes. So I'm excited for that.
Wow.
I have one more show, but I can't really talk about it because I get paid and I signed the NDA and I don't want to lose.
Hey, you don't fuck nothing up on my bad.
Okay. and music outside.
You're stepping into sort of your season, I feel like, and... You know, I have no doubt you'll be a star.
Thank you.
You already are.
Thank you.
I want to say, what happens when they come to you and ask you to sell your soul to get the money, the lights, the glamour, and they offer you that check?
See, the permit has... everybody was talking about that permit in the third eye. So the permit has stages.
Yeah.
You can pick which stage you want to be in, okay? But at the same time, if you really believe in God, you won't sign your name with blood and do all of that. I wouldn't do that. I believe in God. I pray 5 times. So they might hate me for that. They might not going to give me a contract. But I will do the activities that they do and stuff like that? No. It's for what? You want to bleed to sign your name for some money and fame? If God meant it for you to be famous, you're going to be famous. You know how many people famous? I don't want to be famous. But I want to be rich, yeah. Everybody want to be rich on this planet. But famous for a reason, yeah. Famous to twerk?
Something.
I won't sign a contract for that to twerk and do more shows and have $1 million. I'm smart enough to have my $1 million.
I'm going to get the money.
Like, I'm smart enough to get out of myself from the streets and came out of that drug. Now I only do my liquor and smoke my weed.
That's it.
Who helped me with that? Not a contract, but God.
God.
But do I believe in that society? Hell yeah.
What's something that you would tell your younger self, that 8-year-old boy, 9-year-old boy?
I wish I told my mom the truth about everything that happened in my life. Because I'm not the kind of person that I would say, oh, I regret this happened. No. Everything that happened in my life, it caused me to be who I am today. Maybe that's good from God that I don't want to have sex. Maybe just, okay, dress whatever you want to dress, but don't sin like that. Because sex is sin. In my belief, sex is sin. It's a demon energy. That's why you think freeborn is free. Google freeborn.com. It's free. Everything that this United States of America had made free for people,
yeah.
It's demon energy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, no, I
everything you got to pay for, you got to work for, bitch.
Yo,
and Uncle Sam going to take some of that.
Listen, I said fast.
But why Uncle Sam not take from freeborn? Why Uncle Sam don't take from a lot of shit that is free, is given? It's given. Why now, without saying no names on the platforms, because I want to be on the same platforms, but I'm on a different type of time. But they having, last week, we was having a gathering at one of my friend's house. They was sitting watching a popping ass network. The show that they was watching, I couldn't watch it with a kid. And they having it as a cartoon. And I'll tell you the name of the show after. They having it as a cartoon. Talking about has transgender there, gay, lesbians, having the demon look when the two people having sex and talking, the two demons is talking to the other two people in the bed, like how the cartoon is showing to kids. Come on, let's not forget about God, because yeah. He does exist.
I agree.
Without him, I would never meet you.
Yeah. Wow.
Would you sign a contract?
Would I sign a contract to do what? No one's ever asked me a question on here before.
Oh! But I'm the first. It's the first time to everything.
Yeah,
it is. Would you sign a contract to enjoy, you know, everybody call it the Illuminati?
Yeah.
So, would you sign a contract?
Without getting too far deep into it.
So we're going to see what step on the pyramid that we can jump on, yeah. Right? Okay, so we have the same mentality.
Well, no, what I'm saying is to sign a contract to sell my soul, essentially, it would mean that I'm doing something that I don't agree with morally.
Okay.
In my mind, I don't think it's like a soul thing and, oh my God, and no, I think it's something morally that I'm not okay with, but that I'm doing for the dollar. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, if we're going to be real right here, if they asking me to suck dick for $1 million, I ain't doing it.
But you will sell your soul for $1 million.
I wouldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Because that would be me selling my soul. You know what I mean? I think that through God, it might take us a little longer. That's why we in the grassroots right now. That's why we in the basement right now. That's why we getting it the way we getting it right now. Because there is an easier way. There is a clout chase way. There is a, you know, I tried that way. That shit don't work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather get it this way, out the mud, and sit here for years and years, because that's a reward they can't take from you. You understand? When they make you sign that contract, they can take it from you. When you go and get it, they can't take it from you. That's God.
Do you believe in the sacrifices that they do?
No, I absolutely not. I mean, everything comes with a sacrifice.
You know why I'm asking you that question? Because I got an offer.
Oh, you did? What was your offer?
It was a nice, very nice amount of money. Very nice amount.
Six figures?
way more.
Millions.
Please.
To do what?
To be the person that I want to become. Be. And you know how I met this person? When I was, I'm not going to get in details, but I was working Amazon Flex to do more money in my free times. And I was in New Jersey. You know where the suburbs, and they have big ass houses. Massive houses. That person has 17 horses, and I went inside the house. But I won't have sex to get there. You know how stupid I got told from multiple of my friends? But I looked at myself and I'm like, I'm gonna dig myself in the same hole that I had sex with people that I did never liked a day in my life. And it's not just sex. You gotta do humiliation things. But why? Why would they humiliate myself?
How far did the humiliation go?
Speaking a lot.
This is Trapped Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles.